welcome, dear friends, fans, and fellow aficionados of leadership excellence. Thank you for joining us here on Leadership and Loyalty Tips for Executives, part of the Full Monty series, where we'll take a look at what it means to be a leader, really. I'm your host, Darv Barron, and I want to chat to you today about what it really means to be a leader. And I know that that's a huge question, because when we think, well, what is a leader? There's so many different parts of this in so many different ways. And so I want to do this separation for you today and have you begin to grasp what it means. So first thing I want you to do is to grasp this idea that as a consultant, as a somebody who's brought in, you have likely been trained and have come to believe that you need to be a specialist, that you need to create a niche and be a specialist within that niche. But what I want to put to you and challenge you to consider is that as a leader, you actually need to be a generalist. That leaders are people who need to know more of a broad scope. Yes, you will have your own personal depth or your own area that you particularly love understanding and digging deep into. But if you're going to really be a great leader, if you're going to step up your game, you have to actually understand more at a general sense than you do at a specific sense. Now, of course, as I said, you'll have to dive deep into certain things. So one of the things that I want to put to you is this. What does it take to be a great leader in that generalized sense? Well, it takes that you have the ability to understand the people who are working for you. Now, if you're the CEO of the organization, does that mean that you also need to be an accountant? No, you have a CFO for that. But you do have to understand the bottom line. You do have to understand the checks and balances of finance, and you can't shove all that off on somebody. You have to have at least a decent overview of the subject. Does it mean that you have to be a marketing expert? No, you have a CMO for that. And that may be that person's specialty, but you've got to not be able to be in the dark with any one of those things. Does it mean that you have to have a degree in HR or that you need a background in psychology? No, but you need to understand human resources and you need to understand how to deal with people. And we can go across any one of the spaces, any one of the titles or positions within a corporate leadership team or any leadership team for that matter, and say, do you have to be that? No, but you have to have a grasp of it. And one of the areas where I find that this falls down so often is because as the CEO, as the person at the top, and maybe you're a manager or whatever it is, you become responsible for. And whatever it is that they tell you you're responsible for, it can very easily become the focus that makes you ignorant of everything else. So here's what I want you to consider. First of all, on one side of this, is are the people that you're serving telling you the truth? Now, of course, I don't mean are they lying to you, but are they actually digging into the truth? Are they really letting you in on what's going on? You see, when you think about it, the people who work for you, whoever they might be, their number one job, despite what their job title says, despite what the outline is, their number one job from their point of view is actually to keep you, the leader, happy. See, if you're unhappy, that has a negative impact on them. So they're actually trying to keep you happy. Now, the challenge with that is, the good side of it is that that means that they're going to perform well enough for you to not be on them and give them a hard time. But it also means that you're not likely to get a true insight to what's going on, that there's likely to be a certain amount of fudging in order to keep you happy. You see, if somebody comes to you and tells you, well, we're having problems with HR, with teams, whatever it is, and you're the problem, boss, you know, that's not going to make you very happy. So the likelihood of finding out those truths is difficult. However, if you understand the importance of relationship skills and you understand the importance and value of emotional intelligence for you as a leader, then you will naturally make it much easier for your people to come to you and communicate those kinds of issues to you. If you have an understanding of finance, then the numbers don't get fudged around you. The truth is revealed. So what I'm just trying to point out to you that I want you to grasp is that if you want to be a great leader, being a great leader means, of course, as we've talked about so many times, having phenomenal communication skills, but also making it safe for your people to communicate with you. And in order for them to do that, you actually have to understand their position. You have to be able to understand where they're coming from. And this is why we speak so much about the importance of compassion and empathy. If your team member comes to you, as so often happens, if your team member comes to you, you know, they front up and this person is the head of, what we're going to use HR as the example, but they are the chief of head on HR, and they come to you and they're trying to explain something about how somebody is struggling inside of the organization. It can be very easy for you to diss that and say, well, that's your problem. You deal with that. But what if that is about you? What if that's about your leadership style? If you don't make it safe for the person underneath you to come forward and speak about whatever it is, you are going to be kept in the dark. And you know, the challenge with that is that your people are going to be walking away and you won't know why. And they can be walking away for a million different reasons. But if you can take yourself off that pedestal, if you can embrace the idea of being a generalist who actually understands more. So think about all the different ways, all the different things that you need to be able to do as a leader. Because leadership is power. It is influence. It is the person who creates the vision. It is the person who holds the vision. It is the person who empowers others. Leadership has power, it has influence, it has all of those things. But the leadership is also the person who sets the culture. You know, you've heard me say many times before that culture is permission. However, the permission is determined by the leader, not by what it says in the brochure about culture. How are you coming at it as a leader? So my challenge to you today is to get curious about what your blind spots are in leadership. Get curious about who it is that you need to go talk to in your organization and find out more about what they do, and grasp this wonderful millennial concept that mentoring is not one way. It is not top down. It is top down, it's down up, and it's sideways. Get out and meet your people again and find out what it is you don't know yet. You don't need to know the nitty-gritty. You don't need to know every single detail, but you do need to have a generalized grasp of whoever is working with you in each of those departments about what really is going on. Otherwise, it's so easy for you to lose touch. And that's the question. Are you generalized enough so that you're not losing touch with, not losing the grasp of what's really going on? So that's my challenge to you. Stay curious, my friend. Stay curious about what it is that you think you know, or that you think somebody else should know, that you need to know in order to be the kind of leader, not only that you need to be, but that you deeply want to be, because leadership is head, heart, and soul. Till next time, this is Dov Barron, Full Monty Leadership. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for sharing the show with everybody you know. Till next time, stay curious, my friends. Stay curious.